And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Doug Dagher is joining us from the Orange County Courier. Doug is an entertainment writer for the Courier. And I want to ask you, Doug, I know you're going to be doing a feature on the Great Smokeout, the cigarette smoking, the American Cancer Society day that that's been going on for a lot of years, right?
Phil, the Great Smokeout is over 20 years old. And I have been wanting, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I've been wanting for a long time to write about our society's trend toward reckless behavior. And our society's trend toward risk-taking among the American people, really walking out on the edge. And that's really what my article on Sunday is going to be all about.
All right, but this is about this article has to do with the Great American Smokeout?
That is correct. And let's talk about this thing, the Great American Smokeout, which is an effort on the part of the American Cancer Society to get people to quit smoking. And it's an admirable goal. It still is an individual choice to pursue an activity that's not prohibited by the laws of our country. Smoking may not be healthy, but we certainly have the right to smoke. And we have restricted smoking areas. And we've not outlawed smoking. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I wanted to take a look at the Great Smokeout and how it's another American tradition that encourages people to engage in dangerous behavior. And so what we're...
Hold on. The Great American Smokeout does, not the smoking? Because I would think that it was the smoking that's the...
The smoking is, of course, dangerous, but the Great American Smokeout is a tradition trying to get people to smoke that I think is every bit as dangerous, reckless, and cavalier in a way. And I'll tell you what, I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist. I've been out since September and I smoke cigarettes. And I want to say that as a gay man and a gay journalist, I do smoke cigarettes. And for the piece that I'm writing on the Great Smokeout, what I'm going to do is go into areas where there are a lot of people, but where smoking is not prohibited, where you can technically smoke. That could be at a baseball stadium, maybe a football stadium, out in the mall someplace. And that could be just about any public place, really. And I'll light up a cigarette.
Now, are you trying to get some reaction?
Not so much trying to get a reaction as see if there will be a reaction. See, I'm looking to see who will come up to me, if any. And this is what I mean when I say reckless behavior. And actually tell me to put the cigarette out or make some comment negatively about my smoking. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I want to see how deep this risk-taking behavior and dangerous behavior runs.
In telling someone that you don't like their smoking or commenting on their smoking, how is that risk-taking, particularly with the fact that you are very vocal as being an out... gay man and journalist.
Well, as I told you, I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist. I go into a situation like that, I light up a cigarette, I wait to see if someone is actually going to have the temerity to walk up to me and ask me to put it out or make some comment. That's going to be interesting.
Because it'll take what? As we say, some cojones? Or...
Well, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, and I would like you to go... Here's what I would like to say. They'd say, I'd like you to put that cigarette out. And then I would say to them, okay, and I'm gay. Now what do you think about my smoking? See, I understand you don't like my smoking, but I want to tell you that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Now what do you think about my smoking? And then I'll see if they will persist in their comments. Because once I say, you don't like me smoking, well, I'm gay. Now what do you think about it? See, there's a little bit of an intimidation. I wonder if they'll persist in their comments.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get to. Why is there intimidation based upon you being gay?
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so someone comes up to me and says, would you put that cigarette out, or I don't like you smoking, or it's bad for you, and in other words, coming up to a total stranger not knowing anything about him and making this comment, when I then say, yeah, well, I'm gay, now what do you think? They're gonna think twice. I mean, I don't know. I would like to see who has the guts to tell me to put it out once I tell them I'm gay.
All right, Doug Dagher joins us from the Orange County Courier, our number 1-800-449-8686. Today is the Great American Smokeout. The American Cancer Society has been conducting this promotion, if you will, for a number of years to get people to quit smoking. Have you ever thought about, and Doug Dagher joins me, and I want to ask you a little bit about your cigarette smoking, Doug. You are an out gay man. As part of your article that you're going to be writing about the Great American Smokeout, you're going to be out there smoking a cigarette somewhere in public. and you're going to see if someone comes up to you and tells you to put it out. You call this an investigation or study into the risk-taking of the American people.
That is correct.
Because it's a risk?
Well, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, you see...
Why is it intimidating, or why do you imagine that it would be intimidating? Let me give our phone number, too, Doug, forgive me. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Why is it intimidating, or why do you imagine that it would be intimidating for someone to come up to a gay person and tell them to put their cigarette out, or tell them they don't like their smoking?
Well, look, let me just back up. I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist. Since I came out in late September, I've walked a long and very arduous road. I mean, dealing with discrimination, dealing with hate speech, dealing with attempts at bashing, dealing with bigotry. This is a road that I've walked as a gay man, as a gay journalist. Am I really going to take seriously somebody who acts recklessly? And without any regard to their own well-being, they walk up to me and ask me to put my cigarette out. Now, it's this kind of risk-taking that I want to document as a gay man and as a gay journalist. We're a society, Phil, that for some reason wants to live on the edge more and more. And let's see how far out on the edge people want to go. How far into the dangerous unknown do people want to go to walk up to me, a gay man and a gay journalist, and tell me to put my cigarette out? I mean, that to me... it's going to be a very fascinating exercise.
To say that you know, you make a good point when you say, as a gay person, you have had to deal with bigotry and you've had to deal with hate speech, and I suppose it does toughen one up. The thing that interests me is you say someone coming up to you and asking you to put your cigarette out or making a comment on your cigarette smoking is reckless.
Absolutely, yeah.
Or risk-taking behavior.
That is true.
I mean, you make it sound almost as if it's extreme sports, you know?
Well, I wouldn't call it extreme sport. I suppose they want to make that a sport, you know, tell someone to put their cigarette out, but...
you're saying, who has the guts?
Well, it is reckless. You walk up to a gay man and a gay... You walk up to me, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You tell me to put my cigarette out? You're rolling the dice. You are taking a risk... that I wonder you would take if you knew what the possible consequences were.
And well, what would be the consequences of telling you to put your cigarette out?
Look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and to tell me put my cigarette out, I'm going to say to that person, all right, because this again is part of the article that I'm writing for the Courier, for the Sunday feature. Okay. You want me to put my cigarette out, and let's say they say...
Let me role-play with you, could I?
I'm sorry, Phil?
Let me role-play. I'll be the person coming up to you and asking you to put the cigarette out.
All right. For what I would say to you...
No, let me just really... Let's really role-play this, if I could. You're out in a mall. Let's say you're down there at the Fashion Square or the Fashion Island in Newport Beach.
All right.
And you're smoking a cigarette somewhere... in a public area near the Hard Rock Cafe, and I walk over and I say, excuse me, sir, I'm with my children. Would you put that cigarette out?
All right, and I would say to you, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Now, do you want me to put it out?
And I'd say to you, I still would like you to put it out. Yes, sir, if you don't mind.
At that point, then, I've got to kind of reach down inside of me, Phil.
But can you tell me what you'd say to me?
What I would say to you, if you said to me, put the cigarette out, and then I say to you, all right, I'm gay, now what do you think of my smoking? And you say, you still want me to put it out?
Yeah.
I think that's an example, and I would write about that. That's an example of some real risk-taking. To tell me to put my cigarette out, and...
Well, how's it a risk? I mean, in other words, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. All right, and I've taken a lot as a gay person, bashing, bigotry, hate speech, discrimination, name calling. So I've been through a lot, and you want to challenge me on my smoking? I honestly doubt seriously if you would say to me, "Yeah, I still want you to put it out."
Well, as a journalist, though, you're going to document that, right?
That is correct.
So, as a journalist, if I come up to you and I say, I'd like you to put your cigarette out, and you say, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I'm not, you know, now what do you think of my smoking? I say, I'd still like you to put it out.
I'm going to document that you go into a category of people who are a little risky. And forgive me, Phil, I don't have to say it. It's a little bit stupid.
You call that stupid behavior?
I call it very stupid behavior. You say to me, you put the cigarette out, I go, yeah, I'm gay. Now what do you think about it? You go, well, I still like to put it out. Buddy, you're man, you're asking for it. You know,
all right, I maybe I'm not getting you clearly or whatever. I'm talking with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. Doug is a entertainment writer for the Courier. Today's the Great American Smokeout, and as part of this article, and I know you talked to him, Chris, earlier, he's going to go out to a public place, light a cigarette, and see who has the, quote, and I'm quoting him, the temerity to come up to him, a gay man and a gay journalist, and tell him to put the cigarette out. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. It's one of those iffy areas, you know, where smoking is prohibited, or smoking is looked down upon, and yet it is still legal. And so we do have a society where we feel free to comment on people smoking. Mr. Danger seems to be indicating that he is an out gay man and an out gay journalist, and you are risk-taking or engaging in reckless behavior by walking up to him and telling him to put a cigarette out. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be right back.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I would rather put my eyes out with a stick from a tree than look at you.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Back with me is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. Doug is writing an article for the Sunday Courier. It's a feature on the Great Smokeout. And the, I guess what you're saying, the risky behavior of people who walk up to individuals they don't know and ask them to put their cigarette out?
The individuals they don't know, Phil. And also, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, it takes on a different dimension. Because I'm gay, someone walks up to me and tells me to put my cigarette out, I'll say to them, I happen to be gay. Now, do you want me to put it out? Now, if they want to push it, as you said, if you said, yes, I still want you to put it out, I would like them, I'd love to see somebody look me directly in my eye, because I am gay, and insist I put that cigarette out. Because once I make eye contact, once I lock eyes with them and I tell them, I'm gay, you still want me to put this out? And I make eye contact, and I mean eyeball to eyeball, I'm going to find it very, very difficult to believe someone's going to insist that I put that cigarette out. But this is not really about me putting out my cigarette. This is about why would anyone want to take, you know, what's the word we like to use, their cojones in their hands, and walk up to me and tell me to put my cigarette out. That's fascinating to me.
Because you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, I've been out, Phil, since late September, walking the road that all gay people walk. And it's a tough road. And, you know, they say walk a mile in a man's shoes, and you've just walked a mile away with some other guy's shoes, you know. But in all seriousness, what you're doing is...
I haven't heard that before. That's very funny.
No, but seriously, in all seriousness, what you're doing is you are engaging in public behavior that could be risky.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go to Angie, take some phone calls for Doug Danger. Angie, go ahead.
Yes, I'm here.
And
hi.
You need to turn your radio down, Angie, okay?
I'm turning it down.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Are you the host? Or I'm talking
I'm the host,
to
yeah.
Yes, hi. I'd like to say that my brother is gay, and I don't think that he ever would rub this into my face, that anyone in the world should feel intimidated just by walking up to him and say, hey, can you please put your cigarette out?
Right.
I don't
think
it has anything to do with being gay.
Ma'am, this is Doug Danger. How are you?
I'm fine.
How are you? Your name is Angie, right?
Yes.
Angie, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yes, I said it 17 times. I counted.
Well,
You
have nothing against gay people, and yet you got a little homophobic there, and I want to know why that is.
How did she get homophobic?
Well, she says I don't want it rubbed in her face. Believe I got nothing I would want to rub in your face, Angie, for a lot of different reasons. But what I'm trying to say is this.
Okay.
I'm gay.
Yes.
You walk up to me and ask me to put my cigarette out.
Okay.
I mean, we're, as we like to say around the old body shop, where do you get your, you know what's big enough to walk up to me, a gay man and a gay journalist?
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
I think what we're all having a problem with here, Doug, is why does it take so such guts?
Okay, that is two different things. We are talking about...
Angie, would you walk up to me? Would you go eyeball to eyeball with me? I mean, get your eye right up to mine and say, put your cigarette out? I don't think so.
This is a different thing that we're talking about. Once we're talking about your being gay and how dare you, how dare I go to you and say it to you. The
yes,
other
ma'am.
Thing you're talking about is going anyone to anybody and saying, can you please put your cigarette out? That's two different things.
Well, the article I'm writing, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I'm doing it from my standpoint.
Okay, that was 19th time.
Would you walk up to me, go eyeball to eyeball with me and tell me to put my cigarette out? I don't think so. But I'd like to meet the guy that would.
But it has nothing to do with you being gay. It has something...
What's wrong with me being gay? Now, you
nothing.
Said you got a
this
gay... Well, there's a little bit of homophobia going on there.
And the lady's not homophobic.
Well, she sounds like she's got a problem with my being gay, and I want to get to
no.
the root of that.
Oh, come on.
Are you Latin? You sound as if you're from the Latin culture.
Listen, I think...
And your brother is a Latin gay man. That's not an unusual thing to be.
No, absolutely not Latin. I'm not a Latino. I'm a white
How?
Female.
All right. Well,
and
being
what I'm
gay
saying is,
part
would
of
you
what
let
I
me
am,
finish?
And I'm gay.
Yeah, but would you let me finish?
But when
I'm getting this feeling.
You know I'm gay, right?
She knows that, yes.
Okay.
All right, look,
let
Angie, let's very quickly, then I got to move on to another call.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is that this gentleman has two different issues.
And I'm gay,
one issue is that he's being gay. That has nothing to do with anybody having the guts walking
like
to anyone, gay or not gay,
have you got
and
the guts to come up to me,
out.
A gay man, and say, put your cigarette out, is all I'm saying. It's like saying, do I have the guts to come up to you, a Mexican, and say, you know, put your
but
cigarette out.
But I'm not
out.
A Mexican. Stop
well,
saying
I
that.
I don't know. Is there something wrong with being Mexican?
What?
All right, look, Angie, never mind. Why'd you ask her that?
Well, I thought she was Mexican.
No, she's maybe French, for all I know.
Well, I misspoke, but I don't know why she was so put out by that.
All right, anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Lauren, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger. Lauren?
Oh, hi.
Go
sorry
ahead,
about
ma'am.
That.
Nope, no problem.
Well, just listening to this guy, if someone walks up to you and says, sir, can you please put your cigarette out? I mean, it shouldn't
yes.
be risky behavior. It should just be a question. And when you say, I'm gay, I mean...
I am gay.
I just don't understand.
No, here's
I
what
know.
Let's
I know,
play.
And I just don't understand why that would have any effect.
Yeah.
Like, why would you want to be viewed differently for
well, here,
being
here's
gay?
What I'm saying. Well, here. Mr. Henry did this. I thought this was very helpful. Let's say I'm smoking a cigarette, and I don't know where you are, Lauren, but let's say I'm in a public place. Come up to me now. You tell me to put my cigarette out. Go ahead. Just say it to me as if you see me smoking a cigarette.
Sir, will you please put your cigarette out?
I'm gay. Now, do you want me to put it out?
Sir, that actually has nothing to do with why I asked you to put your cigarette out. So,
well,
yes,
really,
I would like you to keep it out. But you know what? Honestly, I agree with the fact
really
that you shouldn't just...
Wait
a
minute.
It's a public place.
You didn't say... Lauren, you didn't hear him say you're really asking for it.
Well, I didn't...
Well, that's what you said. When she said, I'd still like you to put it out, you're asking for it.
Look.
Well, your aggression is your own problem,
sir.
It's not someone asking you to... If you're making, like, honestly, I don't think that if you're
say,
in a public place, sir,
yes, ma'am.
Just listen for a second.
Yes,
I mean,
ma'am.
If you're in a public place, I don't think that you really have the right to go up to someone and say, can you put your cigarette out? You
well,
can move
point.
Along.
That's the point, yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, it seems you're making the point your sexuality, which is really nothing. I mean, I have a lot of gay friends, and I think it's a little offensive that you want to make it such a big deal
ma'am,
that I should be intimidated.
Well, I'm an out gay man. I'm an out gay journalist, and I'd love to meet the guy that comes up to me, goes eyeball to eyeball with me now. I'm talking about, would you do that? Would you go right up to my eyeball and say, put it out? I don't think so.
What do you mean eyeball to eyeball?
I mean, come up nose to nose and say, put it out after I tell you I'm gay.
Okay, sir. Well, what if somebody went up to you there in that baseball stadium and they're sitting next to you and they say, sir, can you please put your cigarette out? And you say, I'm gay. And the, if it's a woman, what if she goes, well, I'm pregnant, and I'm sitting next to you, so could you please put that out? I mean, what, is that a risk?
That's not the point, she's pregnant or not.
Well, it's not the point if you're gay or not. It's someone else being uncomfortable with your smoke.
But if you're brushing eyelashes with me, and you can look me in the eye and say, put it out, knowing I'm gay, we've got ourselves a situation.
Why is it a situation?
Right, okay.
Why
Lauren,
is it
I got to take a break here. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger with me on The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On the line with me is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. He's the feature writer there. Of course, he's the entertainment writer. We are talking about the Great American Smokeout, which is, I guess we're a day late and a dollar short on this thing, Doug, but you are mentioning cigarette smoking being bad for you.
Absolutely, Phil. I would not in any way, shape, or form want this to come across as if I'm encouraging cigarette smoking. What I'm saying is I'm a cigarette smoker. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I also smoke cigarettes. Now, if you want to walk up to me in a public place where smoking is legal...
I understand. It's a public place where there are no signs prohibiting it.
That is correct. And go eyeball to eyeball with me and say, I want you to put that out. And I'm saying go eyeball to eyeball. In other words, look me in my eye. Because as a gay man and a gay journalist, I've developed, as all gay people do, a sense... You know how they say that deaf people can hear better? Gay people see in terms of our sensibility. Some people call it homo eye, gay eye, whatever you want to call it. But I can look... with the gay eye and see whether or not you're serious. And I'd love to see it happen. I'd love it.
That sounds threatening.
What does?
What you just said there. I'd love it.
No, I'm just saying. I would be very curious.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is Stefania. Stefania, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
You know, I'm only 5 feet tall, but I would love to go eye to eye with you and ask you to put out your cigarette.
You want to go eyeball to eyeball with me, even though it's legal to smoke a cigarette where I'm smoking it. I'm gay.
Well, I mean,
you're aware that I'm gay.
That's not even the point. I mean, I approach you and I'm not going to judge you by
can you acknowledge
anything,
though,
anything.
That
I'm not going to judge you by what you're wearing, by what you're saying, by what anything. Here, you have a cigarette in your hand.
Hold up, just I'm sorry. Hold on.
You can't take calls, or Doug.
Hold up, just yeah. I'm on the roof. That's interesting. That was a call, Stephanie and Phil. You might be interested. That's just some people calling me and saying, "You go, man." They're hearing me on the air. They're hearing what I'm saying.
Are they other gay people?
No, just regular people who read my column.
Okay. What you're saying is that you would love to have someone go eye to eye with you.
Yeah, but
and I'm saying I would love it. Even if I'm standing next to you, I'm only going to judge you by the fact that you have a cigarette in your hand.
I'm sitting there. I'm smoking a cigarette. It's not prohibited. And you're going to go eyeball to eyeball with me, and you're 5 foot tall. How's
sure.
that going to happen? What, are you going to go get a soap crate somewhere?
I mean, if you turn around and say to me, I'm gay and I'm a gay journalist, I say, congratulations, can you put your cigarette out?
Wait a minute. I'm 5'10". If you're only 5 foot, how do you go eyeball to eyeball? I really want to know.
Well, I look up and you look down.
No, that's not eyeball to eyeball. I'm not going to crouch down and get my eyeball up against yours.
I mean, but that's what
you said.
You said you'd love it. And I'm offering it to you.
You're doing something very risky and you're laughing about it.
But see, what does that mean? That's the lovely part of this country, is that I can speak to anyone that I want to.
Would you turn the phone off, Doug?
Hold on, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, they have much more modern rings.
What I would say, Stephanie, is this. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Wonderful.
I don't know whether you've got a problem with gay people or not.
Absolutely
sounds
not.
Sounds to me
no.
like you do. No, it sounds like you do.
No,
and I would look
no.
into that situation. I'm smoking a cigarette, and someone comes up to me and says, put it out, and I say, I'm gay, now what do you think about it? Nine times out of ten, they're going to back off.
Okay, so here's the thing. You're saying that I'm, by approaching you...
Turn the phone off, Doug, honest.
I didn't know you could hear that, I'm sorry.
So by approaching you, I've stepped on your toes because you're gay and you're a gay journalist. But just a few minutes ago, you were judging a caller, calling her Latino, and she wasn't even Latino.
She had an accent, didn't she?
Yeah, but you were totally wrong.
It's totally logical to think she's a Mexican. What's wrong with that?
No.
What's wrong with that?
You assume, which is why I'm not going to assume anything about you,
but
just go by what
I
see. And what I'm going to see is that you're smoking. I'm not going to see anything else beyond the fact that you're smoking.
But then I'm going to tell you I'm gay and I'm a gay journalist and you got to back
Wonderful.
Off.
All right, Stephanie, I got to take a break. Hold on. Thank you. 1-800-449-868. So the minute you say you're gay and that you're a gay journalist...
I'm sorry, but a lot of people are calling in. They're loving what I'm saying. They're calling my cell phone and they're...
Please turn it off, Doug, because it's an intrusion on what we're trying to do.
I apologize. But I'm trying to let people know I'm gay. You want to walk up to me and tell me to put my cigarette out? I'd love it.
You'd love it. It sounds like you want to get into some kind of... You want to start some stuff, man.
No, I don't want to start anything. I'm simply saying, you've got to understand as a gay man and as a gay journalist what I've been through.
All right, here is Donna. Donna, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes, Donna, how are you doing?
I'm fine. I was just driving home, and I'll tell you what, I am... First of all, I'm confused here. Can you not be respectful and turn the phone off? He's asking
several
times.
Ma'am, my phone is... I'm a reporter.
I mean, you're
a journalist. Ma'am,
you're a gay journalist.
I'm a gay journalist. I keep the phone on because you never know when someone is calling me from the assignment desk or I've got a deadline to meet.
It's rude. He's asked you to turn it off.
I'm working. I'm working. I don't know what you're doing.
I am 5'3", and I would be more than happy to look you. I'll stand on a table and look you in the eye and tell
you
to please put your cigarette out.
Donnie, you ever heard the term telephone cowboy? You ever heard that term? Because that's what you're...
I think the whole issue here
is you're a telephone cowboy.
Struggling with the fact that you're gay.
I'm a gay man and a gay...
No, not us.
How could I have an issue with it when I'm proud to say I'm a gay man and a gay journalist? I've got gay eyes.
Why are you making that the issue?
What's wrong with the fact of me looking at you with the gay eye?
Yeah, let the lady finish, okay?
Fine, go ahead.
Let me talk.
Go ahead.
I'm the one calling in here.
Is the lady going to say anything, Phil?
Yeah, I'd like to, but the phone's interrupted me.
Don't forget my phone and say what you got to say. My phone's my business.
I am 5'3". I will be more
you
than happy.
You said that already. You don't like me saying I'm gay, but you said you're 5'3", about
to
18 times now.
Are you going to let me talk?
If I hear anything, I'll let you know.
You're asking everyone. You'd love to see someone do it. I'd be happy to do it. I'm 5'3". I'll look in the eye and I'll say, please put out your cigarette.
All right, and then I'll look
at
you.
It has nothing.
Okay. Then I will look at you with gay eye and say no.
Nothing to do with you being gay.
Absolutely
nothing.
Yes, it does, because you're going to look at me after you say that. Then I'm looking at you with gay eye.
Who cares about your gay eye? Who cares about
you would, because at the minute I say, no, I'm not going to put it out, you back off.
All right. So now what we're saying here, Doug, just so I know. The ladies come up to you. She said, would you put the cigarette out? You say, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. No, I won't. She says, I would still like you to put it out. Then you say, you go eyeball to eyeball with a gay eye and say, I'm still not going to put it out, and she'll back off.
Absolutely.
No, I will not.
Oh, yes, you
bring
will.
It on.
Bring on what? You know, what
bring
are you gonna
it
do?
On.
What are you going to do? You're going to grab the cigarette and put it out?
I'll take
your cigarette
and stomp it out. Yeah,
ma'am, you know as well as I do.
I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if your gay partner's with you.
Ma'am, I don't care if your husband's with you. I'll tell you
this.
Well,
that's where I come in.
Yes.
Well, here he is right here.
Okay.
Now, look. Whatever your name is, what's your name there, cowboy?
Jeff, don't say anything because you're not allowed to be on. It's between me and him.
Not allowed to be on. What's he on, work release? I'll tell you what right now. You wish you didn't say that after you get a glare from your homo eye.
Oh, please.
Yeah. I got to take this call. I'd rather take this call and talk to you.
Yeah, because I'm standing up against you.
No, you're just some midget who thinks she's going to go eyeball to eyeball with the homo
okay.
eye. Ain't going to happen.
Wait a minute. Your name's calling me, but if I call you a faggot, what's that going to do?
Oh, look at that. I didn't say anything that's racial or I didn't
you
say
called
anything.
Me a
you
midget?
Called me a faggot? You know what I think
Did
I'd love?
Did you call me a midget?
You know what? If I wasn't such a humanitarian.
Did you call me
if
a midget?
I wasn't such a humanitarian, I'd kick your teeth right out of your head right
Bring
in front of your
on.
Husband.
Did you call me
I'd
a midget?
Forget it. Hello?
You called me a midget.
All right. I dare say, Donna, that isn't quite as hateful as faggot.
Yeah, well, she don't get
Why
that.
Not?
I tell you what. You bring your husband over, I'll kick his teeth out, too, and I'll have you cook me breakfast. How about that? Yeah, is this the animal shelter?
Will you get off that phone? Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. What do you mean, the animal shelter?
Nothing.
We'll be coming right back on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Here is Billy. Billy, go ahead.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, pal.
you know what, I'll look you in the eyeball. I don't care if you're gay or if you're not gay. Hey, you're very disrespectful for what? I'm a man.
I'm smoking a cigarette. I got to smoke a cigarette, okay? It's not illegal to smoke a cigarette in a public place.
I don't care.
Where it's not
I'm not saying that.
All right?
I'm not saying that. You're over here talking to women. I'm a man. I weigh 265 pounds, and I'll bust you right in the damn mouth.
All right.
How's that?
Okay, so you're 265 pounds of donut oil. Good for you.
You think I'm doing it all? I think I'm throwing it off.
You sound like a long, cool drink of water to me, buddy.
Well, now,
All right, gentlemen.
No, wait, here's the thing. I'm smoking a cigarette in a perfectly legal place. Up comes Cowboy Billy here, and he says to me, put it out. I say, hey, I'm gay. You going to tell me to put it out now? And he says, yeah. And then I say,
I don't care if you're gay.
Eyeball to eyeball with me, man. He'll back off.
I don't care if you're... What's it got to do with you being gay?
You know what,
you know what you are? You're hiding. You're like all these other people want to hide behind sexuality.
Hey, look.
And we're all supposed to back off.
Hey, look at... Yeah, you telling me that you don't have a crueler lodged in your throat right now, man? I can hear a glazed donut lodged in your esophagus.
What?
All right.
Look, I'm
gay. You something.
Are you know I'm gay?
I don't care if you're gay or not.
But do you know I'm gay?
My wife's pregnant, and if my wife's pregnant and you're smoking a cigarette, what the hell are you doing, taking phone calls on a talk show?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a little conversation going here instead of being yelled at here by Cowboy Billy and his pregnant wife. And what you doing bringing another kid into the world anyway before you can hardly afford the ones you got? Now the thing.
Hold on for a minute.
What
all of this is
just,
all of this is personal stuff. Okay.
You don't know me. You don't know me. Number one.
How's your wife going to get pregnant with her belly in the way?
Well, let me ask you a question, jerk.
What, yeah.
You know what? I'll tell you what. You know what? I'm glad you're gay. You know why? Because you can't
turn off the phone, will you?
Species.
What?
You can't perpetuate your species. In other words, I'm glad you're gay because you can't have any kids that's going to act like kids.
It's too bad. We might be able to bring some bright people into this world instead of just one more kid's going to be sailing chain link fence for a living.
I'll tell you what, I've listened to a lot of talk shows in my life, and
I've
never been so mad at calling one up like this.
Oh, bullcrap. You'll get over it, man.
You know what? Told a lady before me, you're going to kick her teeth in.
Hey, she comes up to me and calls me a faggot. I'll kick her ass around the block for drill and her husband, too. Then I'll knock down the back door, kick her Doberman pincher in the teeth, and have her cook me an omelet.
Calm down, you're going to stroke out and spit up
your donuts.
You're a big man on the phone,
okay,
brother.
Guys.
I can tell you're one of those big men on the phone, but face-to-face with your little homo eyes.
Hey, dude.
If I walked up to you, I guarantee you that cigarette out.
Hey, let me tell you what.
Stuffing up your nose.
Hey, you know what? That's big talk, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I got the gay eye. You want to look me in the gay eye?
I'll poke your damn gay eye out.
All right, look, guys, you know what this is? This is nothing more than a fist fight, okay? This is a bar fight you guys are engaged in.
This guy
is not a bar fight. He's got no respect for people.
What are you talking about? This lady called me faggot? Are you kidding me, man? You're right. I would kick her ass.
Let me ask you something. If the shoe fits, wear it.
Hey, tell me if the shoe fits here. Now, let me ask you something. The first sexual experience you had, was with it a heifer or was it a goat?
I'm not even going to dignify that remark.
Look, man, I'm sorry if I'm insulting your girlfriends, okay? But
it's not my girlfriend.
Right.
It's my wife, you idiot.
That's the first sexual experience you had.
And what are you doing it with? You must be doing it with a dog.
Not a dog, a human being. Okay, look at man. Cows are for milking and making steaks out of, not for making love to.
I wish to God you come to Alabama and you come put blow smoke in my face and find out what's going
to
happen.
Now, why would I want to come to Alabama other than to drive through on the way to Atlanta?
All right.
You're right, we don't want you here. You're probably in damn San Francisco where you belong.
No, I'm in Los Angeles, okay? The only reason why I'd go through Alabama is to get to Miami.
Well, yeah, you know what? Hey, go around, my friend. Go around. Go by the panhandle.
All right, okay, guys.
Hey, look, I'll look with the gay eye.
Bug off with the gay freaking eye. We're going to be... Will you turn that phone off? They got a little bit more contentious than I wanted it to. The fact of the matter is, Mr. Danger's writing his article for the Courier will be out on Sunday about cigarette smoking and how walking up to him, a gay man and a gay journalist, and telling him to put it out takes some real cojones. 1-800-449-8686. You can email Doug Danger at Doug Danger, and the last name is spelled D-A-N-N-G-E-R at PhilHenryShow.com. That's Doug Danger, D-A-N-N-G-E-R at PhilHenryShow.com. My apologies to those of you who are on the phone waiting to get on. The Phil Henry Show later on tonight. We've got Clara Bingham. We'll be talking about coming up on our show tomorrow night, but we'll also have a flashback from Bobby Dooley. We've also got Phil on remote. I'll be out at Highland and Hollywood Boulevard later on tonight. And what about Lawn Jockey Anonymous? You heard of this organization? These are people who really miss their lawn jockeys. We'll be talking with them tonight on The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Justin McElroy was on our show last night. He is a 17-year-old junior from Canyon High School. He wants Sadie Hawkins Day eliminated. He says young men today are already pressured enough by older women who are coming onto them. Here's
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
I am a 50-year-old woman. I'm a psychologist. I deal with individuals and marriage and family issues.
Yeah.
And what I want to tell you is I have a 15-year-old son and I have a 12-year-old daughter. And what I want to say to you sincerely is what you have shared over this line tonight, you have some serious issues that I'm just saying.
You sound like the doctor that my parents sent me to like 2 years ago. You know, you got really serious issues.
But hey, let me tell you something.
I don't have no serious issues.
You my have some serious, serious issues. And I'm not saying your mother and her friends don't. But with what you're conveying over this line and your anger.
You think I need medication or something? Maybe you could give me some drugs.
Okay, look,
your anger
have a little respect.
And your attitude about women, you are going to be in deep trouble if you don't get some help.
Oh, okay. So in other words, I'm like a rapist. I'm a potential rapist or something. Is that what you're trying to say?
Did I say that?
Yeah, that's basically what you're saying. And also, I'm sorry if I'm saying that like women in their 50s are kind of skanky, but that's just where, you know, it's at. And I don't like the fact that my friends and I have to sit there and go, oh, yeah, this is Russell.
Well, what does that have to do with Sadie Hawkins Day? What does that have to do with women that are your age?
They're beasts in training.
What
do you mean, beasts in training?
The girls at our high school who are being told, go ask these guys to dance, they are beasts in lycra pants in training.
Well, what does that mean, beast in a lycra pants? Is that your mother and her friends?
Well, yes, sir.
Do you not think that you have a serious issue about women?
No, I like women. I just don't like the idea that
that you've said that sounds like you like women. It sounds like you were so pissed off.
Well, what do you want to charge me, $150 for that or something? I mean,
if you care about having a relationship in this life, you need to go get some serious help.
Wait a minute. If I want to have a relationship with a woman like you, but suppose I want to have a relationship with a woman who understands me. Okay, yeah. Yeah. How do you like me now?
Well, listen, I must not be that bad.
Okay.
I must not be that bad because I have a 15-year-old son who is an incredible young man.
That's
and he's got a healthy attitude about women.
Okay,
are you aware of the fact
that any kid that is that separated from his shadow has got some serious problems? If your kid's acting all happy to you...
What do you mean separated from his shadow? What, are you doing some psychology?
I took some psychology at community college last summer, yeah.
Jason, so what are you saying about this woman's son? He's separated from his shadow?
Yeah, he's acting all nice.
He's acting all nice to her,
and the meanwhile, he's probably out shooting dogs and stuff for all she knows.
Let me tell you something. Your rage can turn into something very dangerous.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go out.
All I want to say is I'm glad that my daughter is not around.
Well, I got pictures of little kids. Do you want to turn me in?
Hey, your smart-ass attitude is not helping this furthering your cause at all.
No, but I just hope that you don't go out and hurt some woman, because the race that you have, you are very capable of it.
Oh, you're probably looking for it all the time. Hey, you better check your son's drawer, by the way. He's probably got a big baggie of some strawberry cushion there.
You are so sick. Do you not realize that?
Okay, Doc. Hey, when you get your doctor's degree, could you, like, call me until then?
Well, you know what? If you don't want to go up for some rape or injuring some woman,
okay,
first, you really need to get some help.
Hey, kid, you're being disrespectful now to somebody who's older than you. Do you understand that?
She's coming on like Miss Cleo.
Do you understand that?
Yes,
Jason,
sir.
I am serious with you.